Backstage. Brown curtains, brown velvet, brown leather, tan suede, deep bucket chairs, thick pile rug all tawny and feathered, teak and oak. Brown of my childhood. Brooklyn brownstone. Brown wood of the Mayflowers sailing on the great green blue of the Atlantic. Brown drab of the clothes we wore between wars, breaking out into scarlets and satins and silks as soon as Prohibition led us. Baby pinks and blues blotting out all that military color. It's muted stoicism. I don't know where I am, and I'm sinking. Would you like a drink whilst you wait, Ms. Lake? Startling, slip of a thing, a runner of 20. Bourbon, on the rocks. Boom. Echo. Live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The band starts up.
Live from New York City, it's the Clifford King Show!
Applause. Applause, bright light. Your drink, you're on in 10, Miss Lake. Ice cold glass, brown bourbon, thick like I like it, and heavy in my hand. The runner, imagine being that young, turns a rotary dial on the teak-paneled television in the corner of the brown-green room, and the live feed wavers onto screen. Cliff in a silver suit.
Tonight's guest was the biggest star of the silver screen, infamous for her peekaboo hairstyle. We fell in love with her as soon as she burst onto our screens in 1941, at just 19 years old. From Sullivan's Travels to the Blue Dahlia, we simply could not get enough of Veronica Lake.